40 days with Jesus. As we heard yesterday through our podcast, Jesus sent the disciples out. His resurrection wasn't just for their own benefit. There was something bigger, a bigger mission, a bigger plan and purpose that God had in store for them. But of course, fulfilling that purpose needed power, the right kind of power. If we're going to continue the mission of God, then we need to continue to receive the power that he has to give us. The mission, of course, seems quite intimidating, doesn't it? But when we understand the availability of the power of God, then we gain boldness and courage, the like of which we cannot just gain on our own. After commissioning them, he immediately empowered them. In John chapter 20, verse 22, and with that, after giving them this commission, he then breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This sense of being breathed on brings our mind back to a couple of Old Testament passages. Firstly, Genesis chapter 2, the creation of human beings. God breathed into Adam and he became a living being. That what was lifeless became full of life and had potential and purpose. And then in Ezekiel chapter 37, we see God saying to the prophet, "I'm going to breathe into these bones, and these bones are going to come to life and stand up as a vast army. Not as an army of hate and destruction, but an army filled with his very presence and life, and empowered to bring life, his life, into the world." Of course, we know how important breathing is. Breathing in order to feel the life that that breath gives to us. To be inspired. To be inspired with a new purpose, new power, new authority that God gives to those who he wants to use. The only way that we can receive new life is by receiving the Holy Spirit. And the only way that we can give new life is to give people an opportunity to receive the Holy Spirit for themselves. Jesus, with new life, raised from the dead, breathed the Spirit into his followers so that they not only come alive with the life of God, but also so that they are empowered to go and bring new life to the world around them. There is this purpose that God has called each one of us to, the mission to proclaim the good news. The good news, John says in verse 23, giving us the words of Jesus, "If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." See, at the heart of this new life is the good news of forgiveness, and that lies at the heart of the message of transformation. Without forgiveness, our good lives and our good works are not as powerful and purposeful as knowing this truth of the forgiveness that comes because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. It's the starting point. It's where we go back to, where we understand that at the heart of our own faith journey is this need to receive forgiveness. Jesus has brought new peace, new hope, new joy, new purpose, new power, and new authority. But the one thing he longs for us to receive is forgiveness. And when we've received it, we can move out into our world and offer that same forgiveness because of Jesus, who died, but who rose again and is alive forevermore. Maybe today you pause and just give thanks for the forgiveness. Maybe you need to take time and ask for forgiveness. If you ask, you'll receive. You'll have a life-changing encounter with the living Lord Jesus, and be given new power to go and tell others of this good news. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonderful gift of your Holy Spirit. Today I open up my life to you afresh and invite you to fill me again. Thank you for the forgiveness that is freely available to all who ask. And I pray that you will fill me with power so that I can fulfill your purpose today to go and share this good news with others and to lead them to that place of forgiveness and freedom. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.